Congo.
Okay. Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, President. The Republic of Congo welcomes the delegation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and thanks it for the presentation of this national report. We congratulate the country on the evolutions which have occurred since the last UPR, in particular progress made in terms of institutional and legal reform aiming to bolster the legislative framework for the promotion and protection of human rights in the context of the implementation of those recommendations accepted during the last UPR. We note that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has started to create some institutions, establish instruments and international mechanisms on human rights with a view to cooperating with the treaty bodies at a regional and international level. Our delegation is delighted to see this small island state's clear desire to face up to many different challenges, in particular in the spheres of education, housing, health and food security, through the adoption of the National Development Plan for Economic and Social Matters 2013 to 2025. We do note, however, that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not yet a party to many optional protocols to the International Covenant on Economic and Social and Cultural Rights, the Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, and the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Therefore, my delegation would encourage this country to take further measures to support persons with disabilities. And this is why we would call for technical assistance from the international community to support efforts deployed by this country in the context of promoting and protecting all human rights. Finally, my delegation recommends to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, A, the ratification of all human rights instruments, B, the reform of the right to family life, in particular of the law on the age of legal marriage, which is established as 15 years for girls and boys and should be raised to 18 years as a minimum age. And C, to combat the high rate of teenage pregnancies, which compromise their right to health and education. As we recommend to the Council the adoption of the report on this country, we wish this country